Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. Can music be a valuable tool in aiding in the health and development of premature infants? Infants seem to fall into synchrony with surrounding sounds. Music therapists Joanne Lowy and Kristen Stewart, a nurse, a medical doctor, and psychologist Peter Hommel, look to see how live music and applied sounds affects infants with respiratory distress syndrome, clinical sepsis, or who were small for their gestational age. Infants received musical interventions twice per week over a two-week span. The interventions included a parent-chosen lullaby, simulation of breath and fluid sounds of the womb, and simulation of heartbeat sounds. The lullaby lowered heart rates and increased baby sucking behavior and caloric intake. The heartbeat rhythm also lowered heart rates in addition to aiding in the healthy sucking behavior. Breathing and fluid sounds lowered heart rates after it was administered and also influenced healthy oxygen saturation. Parental stress was assessed at the beginning and the end of the study. Parents indicated that singing to their child or playing lullabies aided in reducing their own personal stress. Parents, help your baby grow by singing soothing and comforting music to them. This will also help reduce your personal stress as you start bonding on your parenthood journey. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.